This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Fat. This is a family show. There are kids in the car.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, there is two.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Of course, you feel good. You're listening, everyone does, and a big show.
Big show.
Are you smarter than fat? That's coming up next.
Oh, a very easy contest.
Most people win handsomely. Xavier Ellis from Perth.
Oh.
Because they've got the sheets over there.
Yeah. Oh, Jim.
Well, because gather round. For our Dockers, and they've been left out of gather round, left out of round zero. Not happy.
Got to win some games.
So X is joining us. Right. Guernsey Cash, 10 grand.
Oh.
Limo, Comedy Republic. And then Sam Darcy, the NAB Rising Star, our man.
Our man.
Like the way he goes about it. And then a joke from a listener.
Yes. And some of them are a bit fruity. That's what I'm worried about.
So you held them over till Friday.
No, sorry. All of them are a bit fruity.
Every listener joke is a bit fruity, Jim.
Well, nice to see you, old purple.
I tell you what.
What's with the purple?
Jack's wife, Frida.
What's that?
I don't know.
No, the kids bought it for me over in New York.
Right, I
needed a nice little hoodie, Jim, and I like purple.
Hey,
like the colour like purple.
Cadbury's chocolate.
Exactly, I do. Hey, bloody cold last night.
Too cold.
Had to put the heater on.
It's got cold quick.
It's pissing down.
Robbo.
Very quick, didn't it?
What, we were going all right.
Yes.
And then as soon as the bloody clock gets winded back, bang.
Bang.
It's all over.
Any sun coming this week?
No. It's rained till, I think, Saturday.
All right. Hello, Reps.
And we're off to Fratton Park where there's been a red card. But for who, Chris Kamara?
I don't know, Jeff, has it? I must have missed that. Red card.
Chris, have you not been watching? I haven't. I don't know where that's come from, Chris. I have no idea what has happened there. What's happened, Chris?
I don't know, Jeff.
14 years ago that happened last week. Chris Kamara.
Come on, Chris. Didn't see it.
I don't know.
I didn't see it. I tell you what we will see and hear. Rap, rap, rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Come now for rap, 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 rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Who's out the back here?
Well, Zoe's not here today, so Rosie and Matt and Matty O are helping out.
And Rosie's been good enough to get on the tools after doing her own shift.
Mm. Exactly. Hello, so
that is good effort.
Yes. Rising star, Western Bulldogs young gun, Sam Darcy, which you just told us about.
Just mentioned that, yep.
Well done to him.
Yes,
round four, rising star, Jim.
Not happy about Harley Reid over there, too. It's on the back page of the paper.
What's that?
Well, they said he should have been the NAB Rising Star.
Oh, stop whinging, will you? Stop whinging over
me.
There.
It's not me. We'll get to X.
Riley Sanders will be one not too far away, you would have thought, because that's two in a row for the Doggies.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Gallagher was the Rising
Fine
Star.
Fine young man. We're going to get him on this show. He worked at Bunnings.
Did he?
Missed his draft year.
Yeah.
So went and worked at Bunnings and then as a labourer.
That's what I did in the early days.
What, you worked at Bunnings?
Trolleys.
No, you didn't.
And then I went into the wood section.
You were at a bank as a slicker. That's what you were.
612 Belmont, I was too.
And a rouseabout.
And of course you were.
One day.
Picking the dags off.
Yes, exactly. The AFL has, they want answers, Jim, from Collingwood. After Jordan Dugowie was sprung by the TV cameras, wiping blood away from teammate Darcy Cameron's nose.
Oh.
I think it was late in the game, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get rid of the blood so he wouldn't have to go off. So they just want a few answers there.
Yes.
What do you reckon you'd say to that?
Don't know.
Well, that'd be a good answer.
Well, they got no idea. Why would you do that?
Wash your hands.
So he'd stay on the ground, obviously. Because he picked
it. Or he should wipe his own blood away. What about that for an idea?
Yes, that's a good idea. But maybe Darcy doesn't know how to.
Right, I see.
A Cozzy Pickett is fronting the tribunal tonight, Jim.
Yes.
Of course, he's got a one-match ban. And guess what? Carlton, they're not appealing,
Jim. Not appealing.
No, because old mate, what's his name? Played at the Lockie Fogarty.
Mm-hmm.
He broke his hand when he in that incident.
So that makes it hard to defend,
Rolf Carr has been out today because there was news that Dusty Martin was going to retire.
Oh, Rolf.
And Rolf, oh, he got it. He liked this. Likes he was it. Out yep. in the media, Jim. He said, no, he won't be. He's played his 292nd game on the weekend, Dusty. Well, so only eight.
Get him to 300.
Exactly.
He deserves
right.
it, the champion.
This is what Akari said. He said, Dustin at this point has no intention of retiring and he has never lost his love for AFL football. I like what Rolf said here. I also want to thank all the supporters of the
supporters.
Game, all of the supporters of the game for supporting the people's champion,
oh,
Dustin
yes.
Martin.
The people's
champion,
oh,
he's got.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you play another eight, he gets to 300.
No, you've got to get him to 300.
And then what happens next year?
I don't know. He does what he wants.
Exactly. Goes up and sees Dimmer, maybe on the Gold Coast.
I don't think he
will. You don't reckon he will?
He won't play for another club.
What about Brody Kostecki, our man, who won the V8
yes.
championship last year,
yeah.
has missed the first couple of rounds. He's back.
The snake, though.
Yeah, no, that's his cousin.
His brother,
right.
brother, I think. but he's back. He missed the first couple of weeks,
you
and he's back now with Erebus.
Like see if we can hear that.
Mm-hmm. He's. I think him and Betty might have had a chat.
Right.
And now they're back together, and he's back behind the wheel. So that is good news there.
Erebus?
Mm-hmm. Right. And the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there?
Face. Yeah.
With the snake, the...
what? What a line of questioning is
how
this?
How are you going with the female side of things? Jake, that is embarrassing. Who's that idiot asking that?
The snake, the...
And the fucking...
Lockie Neal has got yes. to pass a fitness test on that ankle, Jim.
Right.
Big game, Melbourne-Brisbane Thursday night.
Yep.
Big, big game there. What else we got? Oh, the 88th US Masters starts Thursday.
Yes.
We got six Aussies.
I know. Min Woo Lee.
So we got Min Woo.
Course set up perfectly for him.
Right, is it?
Bombs at miles. It's beautiful short irons. I like him.
Cam Smith, he's been ill and been out of it a bit, hasn't he?
Well, my worry with Cam around there is it's generous, but you can't drive it into the wrong spots. Otherwise, you're buggered. And he's driving... can sometimes be a problem.
Right.
Good player.
He's been off a bit.
Off Adam Scott, of course,
off
goes for the rest of his life. No, he's been good.
I haven't seen him up in the podium.
I've listened to Bill.
Cameron Davis.
Cameron Davis probably starting back in the
what about
the
old
rankings.
Mate? First up, Jasper
yeah, the amateur.
Studs.
Yes.
Who's old Stubbsy?
Stubbser.
Stubbsy.
He's made his way in as an amateur.
Good on him.
I agree.
All right.
No, Min Woo Lee for me is our best and... he will win a major. I keep saying it.
You know what I like about the Masters, Jim? Other than the winner the year before.
Yes.
He presents the menu to
menu
all the
for
boys.
The dinner, yep.
Is the cheap food. Egg salad sandwich, $1.50.
Yep.
How good's that? You'd think that'd be $10. Masters Club Sanger, $3. A pork barbecue, $3. Beer. Imported beer only $6.
$6.
Wine $6 and chips.
Well, the whole precinct is owned by them, so they do whatever they want.
But
once you're inside
that.
The compound, same with the TV.
Yes,
they decide who's broadcasting, how much they pay. They make a fortune.
Good on them, and they keep the prices down. Mm, good on them.
Exactly right.
It's a good rap, Bill.
All right, not a bad rap.
Are you smarter than fat?
Fat. Yeah, not too far away.
That's coming up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tick virtually no boxes.
Thanks, I'll untick them.
All right, I love this.
What?
Look at the old running sheet here. It says, are you smarter than fat?
What does it actually say?
And I don't think there's any doubt that whoever rings will be, but it needs to be a Melbourne fan or a Brisbane fan.
That's right, because you will win two tickets to Thursday night's game, Melbourne versus Brisbane, ooh. And an overnight stay plus parking plus breakfast for two and a double pass to Salt. And Pullman on the park,
Jamie. How good's that? Just walk down the hill.
I know where it is.
To the game.
Yeah, perfect.
That's where the Triple M cricket team stay.
Yeah, they do. That's exactly what. So I've got the questions here. Are you smarter than fat?
Yep.
133353. Jump on the phone now to be a part of
Melbourne or Brisbane
supporter.
It'll
have to be. Yes. It'll have to be one or the other.
And if you're heading to Melbourne for the footy, head to Pullman Melbourne on the park, your go-to destination for sport and events accommodation. PullmanOnThePark.com.au. If you're smarter than Bill, he's an example of Bill.
How fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car?
Yeah,
not outside the car, but when you're not driving the car.
What is going on?
So if you're smarter than that man right there,
that's
give us a call, 133353 after Brisbane or a Melbourne fan.
You could beat fat.
That's it.
Have a look at the people
Yes.
Poo Wong. Glen Iris.
He rings a lot, Jim.
Werribee.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Yeah.
Normally we're inviting people to stick around.
Yeah.
My suggestion is that you don't.
Time to find out if you're smarter than Bill.
Think you're smarter than the Rush Hour's Billy Brownless?
I don't think there's ever been a man with less actual knowledge.
Prove it.
So I am actually half clever.
As we play, are you a bigger deal than Bill?
Well, really what it is how much smarter are you than Fat? That's what we're doing here. But to play, you needed to be a Brisbane or a Melbourne fan.
That's right.
So who have we got?
We got Troy.
The screen's all buggered here.
And we got Troy.
Who's a Troyzer.
Go, Troyzer.
Hey, Bill. Hey, James. How are we going today? Oh,
I'm going beautifully, Barrick, thank you.
Barrick for the Lions.
Fitzroy, definitely. Back in the old days of Junction Oval.
Who was your favourite?
Superboot.
Bernie Quinlan. How good. Kick him from 80.
Do you go to the Napier and have a beer?
Always.
Oh, yeah. They got all the beautiful old Fitzroy memorabilia on the wall.
It's a shame they went up north.
Who would you take to this magnificent prize?
Oh, you got to take the missus.
Yes, you do.
She'd kill me if I didn't.
Where are they going again, Rab? Well, just remind the people.
Two tickets to the game, Bill. Melbourne versus Brisbane. Plus an overnight stay at Pullman Melbourne on the Park, which includes parking and breakfast for two, and a double pass to Salt, which is the fitness centre in there as well.
Awesome. Mm. All right. Troyzer, are you ready for me?
Let's go, JB.
I'm very confident you're going to be smarter than
Fat. How many questions? Five?
Five.
Right.
Unless I'm feeling like I'm adding a couple more.
Listen to Troy.
He's
jeez.
Not happy about five.
That's Troy and Interim.
Listen to Troy. All right, let's get started. Which Demon was the last player to win a Brownlow medal while at the club?
Bill.
Sam Wyden. Oh, I get to say the name, didn't I?
No, I heard it, though. That's good enough for me. You're away. Away.
No. I was going to say, why would
you? Wouldn't have had a clue.
I know.
So Troy is one up.
Oh,
on
so
you,
he can
Fat.
Just yell him out, can he? Old Troyzer.
I'd prefer your name, though, Troyzer.
Come on, Troy.
Yeah, ready?
All right. Sorry, guys.
Which 1-0, Troyzer.
I'm going.
Which former Lion was Lee Matthews talking about here?
Can I tell you in one sentence? It's a pain in the ass around the footy club, and once he wasn't going to help you enough on the field, you get him out of the joint.
Fat. All right, Troyzer.
Ackermanis.
Lethal.
This is a domination, Bill.
Well, I knew too.
Have a listen to Lethal. All right. This might well be the decider. Nearest the pin.
All right, then. Oh, no. No.
All right.
Shut up, Troy.
Your first fact, because you're behind.
Oh, good. All right. I need it.
How many disposals did Bill Brownless have in his last game against the Brisbane Lions?
Ooh. I'll say two.
You've
got to have more than that.
No, I wasn't.
Troyzer?
I wasn't at me best.
Oh, we'll go eight.
Troy would have got it, surely.
One kick?
Yes.
One handball?
No!
Two possessions?
I did not. How long was I on for?
I've got no idea.
Against Brisbane?
Fat.
Where was that game played?
How have you only touched the ball twice?
I must have done me hammy in the warmer.
You played 4 weeks after.
Did I?
Okay.
What's the score, please?
You're on one. Troy's is on two.
Good. Oh, look out, Troy's there. Oh, Fat's coming to the Pullman.
Which former Demon superstar goal kicker has opened up a brewery bar around the corner from us?
Bill? David Neitz. Yes!
All right,
Fat is back. Troy's here. I come.
Two apiece.
Hey, Bill, you've got to take me, all right?
Right.
Two all. Come
ready
on.
For me, Troyzer?
Let all it out.
Denpasar International Airport is located in which tourism hotspot? Oh, yes, Troyzer. Oh,
Bali.
Bali!
Oh.
Yeah! He's Denpasar. Smarter than Fat.
Just.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. That
Troyzer.
Is fantastic. That's good. You get tickets.
Mate, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Don't worry. This is an outstanding
prize. Yes, two tickets, Melbourne versus Brisbane at the MCG this Thursday. Plus, you're staying overnight at Pullman Melbourne on the Park, which includes parking,
breakfast
for two, and a double pass to Salt, which is their fitness and wellness centre.
Nice breakfast.
That's awesome. You're a star, guys.
Oh, the missus.
Well done, mate.
She'll be happy with you, Troy boy.
Done. All right, let's go Lions.
Might be a chance. Oh, well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you, Troy?
Yeah, you'd have to think so, wouldn't you?
You're talking about the Lions, of course,
exactly,
up against the Demons.
Not at all.
Xavier Ellis is going to join us from Perth up next. Plenty going on. Robbed and snubbed, they reckon.
That's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And, of course, there's not a lot of remuneration.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now we're joined by a friend over in the West. It's Xavier Ellis.
Our next guest played 10 AFL seasons for Hawthorne and West Coast, winning a flag in 2008.
Number 8, Xavier Ellis.
The way the Eagles are going right now, he might still get a game.
I struggle to get up on my stool.
Or maybe a different sporting career is on the cards.
What would your name be in wrestling? X?
Sexy Exy or something like that.
Please welcome Sexy Exy, Xavier
Ellis. Here he is, our man.
Sexy
X.
G'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Now, I right in saying all roads led to Adelaide, of course, for the weekend?
And we're all struggling, Jim.
We were there. We all worked really hard.
We were
there for 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
Shoulder to the wheel.
That's it.
Did you or did you not fly in to gather round and actually weren't there for the football and didn't see a ball bowled?
No.
Yeah, you're on the money there, Jim. Flew in, got in about 4 o'clock on Saturday and I was on the plane about 7:30 Sunday morning. Went to the football. I didn't see a kick.
What game?
It was the Geelong Bulldogs game. And I wandered down to say well done to Tommy Hawkins after the game without having not seen him play. I said, mate, great game. Thought you were great tonight.
And he didn't actually recognise us, Sharon.
No, he didn't.
He had 4 touches. He had more hit outs than kicks.
He did. He had a shocker. So what were you doing then?
Nah, Bucks party. So never miss an opportunity. And I felt like if I didn't get this year, I need to put it in the calendar so when the wife sees it pop up every year now, it's just expected. So I had to get there, got there, and now it's in the calendar for the next 10 years.
Oh, now you got to have a Bucks party every year.
That's all right. I've got a couple of mates doing it twice at the moment. So we'll go through that cycle again.
Well, as you know, X, of all the high, profile top tier media people in this town.
Mm.
I am the strongest supporter of the Perth teams. Fly the flag over here when very few do.
Oh, well, correct. Freo.
And I have said that the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers are probably the only two mobs remotely disadvantaged by Gather Round because, hear me out, X, the teams from Sydney and Brisbane now with Round Zero get an extra home game.
Yes.
And Adelaide and Port get an extra home game with this Gather Round. But the teams in Perth get the same home games they get every other year.
No, you're right, Jim, but it wouldn't matter if West Coast had 23 home games.
All right, maybe not just at the moment, but I'm talking down the track.
No, I do agree. Round Zero is absolutely zero interest to anyone over here in WA. I know it's got the East Coast teams playing, but gather around and maybe, I think it could possibly, and I was in Adelaide, as I said, and it was fantastic to be there. West Coast is West Australia's pretty well set up for something like that with a couple of games at Leaderville Oval or whatnot. But usually I'd get on my horse and really bang the drums about bringing it to WA. But gee whiz, I was pretty happy in Adelaide on Saturday night. So it was a magic setup. But you're right. I'm not sure how they'll balance that out. But
I'm not suggesting moving it. I think Adelaide's the perfect spot for it. No problem with that. It stays there. But I reckon those two teams are well within their rights to say to the AFL, we should get one more home game so it balances.
Something like that, Zav. Or did I see Eddie threw up that Carlton and Collingwood go over there and they stay for a week. So they play the two Perth sides.
Well, you could do it like that.
Because you need some sort of blockbuster over there, don't you?
Yeah, when West Coast are humming, though, it's a full crowd every sort of week. So they probably do need something to level it up. But having said that, they are very good at just getting on the plane and getting the job done. Having done it for a few years, it sort of all blends into one. And they are pretty good at just biting down on the bit and heading into state every second week. So I agree they probably do deserve it. But I think the players, in fairness to them, do just get on with the job at hand.
Yeah. Hey, were Freo, were they unlucky or were they robbed?
Well, like the ball wasn't touched. It was smothered. It was actually smothered.
Right.
Look, I'm not a fan of any sort of captain's review or anything like that. I think it's just bad luck. Luke Jackson probably shouldn't have hit the ball into the corridor as a starting point. And then it was clearly touched. And then Jordan Clark, which is a shame. I don't know if you guys have been following that young man's season that closely.
Good year.
He would almost have his name penciled in on the half back line, back pocket, All Australian side. He's averaging about 28 touches. So it's unfortunate that probably those that aren't following the Dockers that closely have first heard of Jordan Clark's name, telling the umpire where to go at the end. So disappointing end, bad luck, but they need to win this week against Porton. 4-1's a bloody good start.
All right, well, I'm just looking at the back page of the West.
What's that say?
And now snubbed.
Why have they been snubbed?
Harley Reid not being the NAB Rising Star nominee.
He will be, Jim. He will be.
When that young man develops a tank, look out.
Mm. Well, the stat going around, he broke 7 tackles on the weekend. The record's 8, and it was Dusty in a grand final. So when he gets that tank and a little bit of help as well, I think at the moment he's been on the back page or front page. It'd have to be 30 times in the last 50 days. It would have to be. We've gone, and you know what they get like over here, Jim. There's a new level of nuff, and we're sitting right in it.
They were right, too. They were pretty good, West Coast against Sydney, and they kicked 11 goals. And I tell you what, Harley was good. Timmy Kelly, Yo's back.
Yeah. Oh. No, Yo-y is back, and he won 2 best and fairest during the peak of West Coast. And his brother also was on the Bucks party I was on in Adelaide, and he was best on ground too.
Oh,
so
good.
It was a big weekend for the Yos.
All right, X from the West, hang around. I want to talk Dockers with you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Righto. Yeah, not sure where we're going with that.
Righto.
So we'll move on.
Xavier Alice from Triple M Perth has stuck around.
Well, we're talking about West Coast, and Fat's right, they were not the worst. And X, I thought Freo, actually, outside of the last minute, were bloody good. That's finals footy they were playing there, X.
Oh, and their back line, if you dive into their defence, it has to be one of the 2 or 3 best defences in the competition. And then you've got your little nephew running around, Sarong, Hayden Young, Jackson and Darth. Their midfield's
great.
You know, one of the best sort of 6 or 7, and, you know, they just need a score. That's probably an issue, but they're not going to get scored against. So they're going to be in nearly every game, and, gee, you'd be brave not to say they're going to make finals this year, and I reckon they can do a little bit of damage how they're looking.
Yeah, a 3-1 Port Adelaide, Freo 3-1. But what about the midfield battle? So you got all those superstars up against Rosie, Horn, Francis, Butters, even big Soldo in the ruck. She's a good midfield battle, this one, between Port and Freo.
Oh, it's going to be a cracker. I'm taking the Freo boys, Bill. I'm taking the young Freo boys over that mob. But no, they're both spectacularly young midfields. Connor Rosie has to be in the conversation as arguably the best player in the competition at the moment, especially after that first half we witnessed the other day. But no, in for a cracker. And I did say they had Carlton and Port Adelaide over there before the gather round. If they can win 1 out of 2, I think they see it as a success.
Sean Darcy, when's he back?
Well, this week's the word. Big Darcy's going to be back this week is what the word's been. So there's been a bit of controversy, actually, with 2 journalists, Ryan Daniels, who hogs all the Perth media over here, Footy Rhino, and Tom Morris with conflicting injury stories. So if he plays this week, Ryan Daniels is going to be the one that's got the points in that battle. But gee whiz, they've been going at it, a real appendage-swinging contest between 2 journalists.
Now, what's going on
it's really cute.
What's happening over there in the West? Have we got turned cold air and rainy? What are you doing?
No, 31 today, sunny, and I'm about to go pound the pavement for a run. So,
so where will the earthquake be?
Yeah, you know, it'll rattle through Wembley and then head towards City Beach.
And Brecky Radio going strong?
Yeah, well, it's going. I don't know how strong it's going, but we're going well. No, it's good fun. Perth, good time of year over here. The weather is, in all seriousness, it's spot on. So we just need our footy teams West Coast to get going this week against the Tigers. And Fremantle, as I said, I think they're going to march into the finals.
Wow. Now, I saw a couple of your old boys. Obviously, I see Luke Hodge every week on Friday night with Channel 7. But I saw Brad Sewell.
Sully.
Striding around the streets of Adelaide. He had the beard.
Sully, he was a handsome man when he played. I reckon he's dropped off.
Yeah. Why has he?
I think the feathers
stage,
went pretty quick. Feathers,
stage has gone. Well, then, so we see him.
Yes.
And then we hear Jordan Lewis.
Jim,
we wonder where he's at.
Don't go here.
Maybe that's his technique, even when he is 50 metres out, but... Could have given it a bit more.
X.
He doesn't like that.
What's going on with Geordie?
No, they were all very good footballers. Talking was secondary to football.
And Ruff, how's your old mate Ruff going?
Yeah, Ruff's back at the Mighty Hawks. He's come back under the umbrella. But they're all living the dream, those blokes. I saw Grant Birchall. He got into my paddock pretty quick, Beaver, and he's been sacked as runner from Brisbane this year. So he's... He'd been sacked. The messages weren't coming out quick enough, so Fags moved him on.
I saw he was just dry humping Bud too up in the stands a couple of weeks ago. He couldn't get sitting next to him quick enough.
No, he did text me. I said, "Why aren't you running anymore?" I said, "I just drink cans in the stands." And sure enough, an hour later, he's next to Bud drinking cans. So he wasn't lying.
See, the wildlife bloke likes the snakes and
that. That was once.
Only the ones from overseas, apparently.
That was once, Fat.
Well, I heard it. I don't know if it's true.
You heard it.
I don't know nothing.
Do you get over for the 08 reunion, by the way?
Yeah, I did. Yep, absolutely. Funnily enough, I do. I tend to celebrate that most weekends. So I'm still going.
Well done.
Well, X, it's always great chatting to you, mate.
You've got your sports nuts AFL kid Rashies as well, mate. How's that going?
Oh no, we're going all right there. We're just trying to make a couple of bucks. Me and Jack Redden, who he might need to make a couple of bucks. He might be banned from Adelaide Oval after the weekend. So he's They're going well, but appreciate the time, guys, and look forward to catching up.
Go well, mate. We're over there. I think it's mid-May is Friday night football, so we look forward to catching up with you then.
Stay away, Jim, I would suggest.
I am bad news. All the best, gentlemen.
Well done, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying I'm innocent, by the way.
No.
I just need proof that I'm not. So when I look at the running sheet and I see Kraft...
Yes.
I think to myself, Fat's been at work.
Mm-hmm.
And Hose has come in because why have you invited Hose into this bit of craft?
Because I think she'll like this survey that's come across my desk.
Welcome, Hose.
Okay, hi.
Hello.
I'm a little bit nervous. But
how's the show going, all right?
You were on it today.
1992.
So it was good, yes. We're doing the GOAT countdown, so the greatest year of all time. Find out. 1992.
So that was when Fat lost one of his four grand finals.
Yes, but had one of the great 5 or 6 weeks. Bang, 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 bang. Best player in the competition.
You would not have been.
No, actually.
Did very well. Didn't he, Rad?
He did, but you probably weren't the best in the comp. Well, Gary Ablett was still
I think
there.
Lee Matthews.
Dunstall was still Tony there, Lockett, and Lee Matthews was still there.
I think Lee Matthews at the time said, or Malcolm Blight, I'm not sure one of them, said the best at the time.
No, right.
Seven goals, eight goals, nine goals. 2 goals, 5 goals.
Yep. Righto. So what's the survey?
Well, it's the world's sexual habits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the naughty...
You're now glad you've been included.
See, Hose, this is why you're here.
Okay.
The naughtiest nation.
Oh.
The most promiscuous nation or country in the world, okay?
Yep.
Who, I'm going to ask you three learned people, who do you think is number one, the most promiscuous?
It's got to be like a South American country.
I was going to say like the French.
That's a good call.
French,
Chile,
or Italian.
Argentina, somewhere
Brazil.
Like that.
Yeah. I'm going to go Sweden.
No, they didn't get a mention. Sweden.
Right.
No. Jim?
I said like Chile or Argentina or somewhere.
No,
like that.
They didn't get a mention either.
Brazil. I said Italy.
Italy's not a bad guess. I think they were down the bottom there too.
Okay.
Do you know the most promiscuous country in the world?
Mm-hmm. No.
Istanbul was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul,
really?
Constantinople.
Turkey, a bit of Turkish delight.
Is this the craft?
But the average Turk has slept with 14 different partners.
Wow.
14, Jim.
One, two,
that's interesting. Oh, what are you doing, Hose?
What are you doing, Hose?
A number two.
Right.
Who do you reckon's number two? A turkey on top, number two?
Right.
The vinyl.
Australia.
Hey.
Wow.
Aussie.
Second.
Australia took second place on the Lusty Index. The average
Lusty Index.
The average Aussie having sex with more than 13 people in their life.
So you just dived into the booth there with Maddie, and this is what you're coming up with.
Yes. Right. It's all put together in a matter of seconds.
Right.
13 in your life, Jim.
Right.
1 year.
No. Oh. No way.
1992.
Yeah. Come on, listen to that. No, that was laughing. That's what
year.
I find interesting.
So I'd double it. That was a good year.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So Turkey, Australia, who do you think comes in at number three?
Right.
Oh. No.
New Zealand.
Number three.
New Zealand. So and then Iceland. We got Iceland?
Yeah, we got
the hard one, Iceland.
Yeah, no, we got it. Yeah.
They're at four.
So that's number four.
And then number five is South Africa, which we didn't have time.
No, I had a look. There was Lucky Dubé, and Dave Matthews from Dave Matthews Band was born in South Africa.
So but, about the 14 or 13 they've slept with over their life, which is okay, Jim, when you spread it out. Right. But the least promiscuous, China.
Really?
Three. Only three.
Yes.
And India, only three.
Well, I thought Iceland was sort of pretty close to... Yeah, it's in the same vicinity as...
Oh, no.
So, Bill.
That's what we're talking about.
So, the New Zealanders.
Yes.
Just that...
Right? No, but... It said people. In this survey said people, Rams.
He's not cheering it.
You should be cheering this. I'm not cheering it with anybody.
How did he find his sheep? Delightful.
No.
Come on, Bill.
Sharp, as you laughed at it. So, well done to Turkey. Australia second, New Zealand
so
third.
So it's an actual race.
It's a race, yes. It's a race.
We'll be better next year, Australia.
Yes, come on. Come on out there. Get a bit more promiscuous.
Listen to Uncle Bill.
Hose is so glad she's
stepped in.
Happy with that, Hose?
Yeah. Hey, Limo, not
One,
too far away.
Two, three,
Sam
four,
Darcy, four. Two. Oh
that God. Band.
Seven.
Sir Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Sometimes it's the old kiss theory, Jim. Keep it stupid simple.
Them are doing it all thanks to the Ford Ranger, which is Australia's number one selling vehicle, and Bill will tell you soon how it's evolved.
Well, it has evolved from a work vehicle, Jim, into an essential part of Aussie life, catering for tradies, families, office workers and adventure seekers.
Fat, it's the modern sports car, that's what it is. So the cashed up tradies go straight to their Ford dealership and latch onto a Ranger. They're a good-looking piece of equipment.
We've got one sitting in our garage at the moment. Waiting for one of us to take it home. Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Make sure you discover it yourself at your local Ford dealer.
All right, Guernsey cash time. $10,000 on the line. And I've got the players in front of me.
I'd like to speak to someone from Turkey.
What?
Just to see if they're...
Still got his head in the previous break. That's what Fat has.
$10,000.
$10,000.
All you have to do is name 10 players' numbers. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard, as two people have already shown.
They have.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It won't grow on me bloody head, but it comes out my ears and my nose, Jim. What's going on?
But now,
yes.
A Guernsey cash. $10,000 on the line. Geordie joins us from Box Hill. Hello, Geordie. Is that where we're going?
Fat. Rabsy. Hello.
We are going to Geordie?
Yes.
Yeah, where are we going? Oh, I didn't see him getting clicked on there, Rabbits.
He's on the way to Box Hill, Hawks. What are you doing there?
Yeah, Fat. Ding. Rabsy just pulled up in the car park doing an S&C placement with Box Hill Hawks. So just in the car park.
S&C. What's that?
Yeah, strength and conditioning, Fat. Something you can probably help you with, mate.
Don't go with those.
Something you don't know anything about.
Adverbs or whatever. S&C.
Adverbs.
All right, mate. How do you go with footy and numbers?
Yeah, love my footy. Always love my numbers. So I think I'll do all right, hopefully.
$10,000. What are you going to do with that, Geordie?
Don't know. It's probably put it away. Just, everything's expensive, mate. So just save it, I reckon.
A bit of S&C.
Yeah, a bit of S&C, Bill.
Yeah, right. Well done. Come on, Jordan.
Give us the S&Cs, please, Rabbits.
Yeah, 30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer, but we must accept your first answer.
Liv, your fault, Liv.
You can pass and we will come back if there is time. Get all 10 right and the $10,000 is yours and your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
All right there. Geordie, you ready?
Come on, Geordo.
Yeah, ready to go, boys.
Right, here we go. Logan McDonald, Sydney.
Dick.
Alwyn Davey Jr., Essendon. Bailey Fritch, Melbourne.
31.
Sam Gray, Port Adelaide.
Sam Gray?
Yep.
Who's that?
Mitch Robinson, Carlton.
12.
Jared Brennan, Brisbane.
17.
Paul Seedsman, Collingwood.
40.
Drew Banfield, West Coast.
6.
Scott Stevens, Adelaide.
Actually got 1, 2, 3, 4. Wasn't bad, 6.
No, just a couple of missing ones at the top there.
Davey, Essendon is 33, Jimmy boy.
And Sam Gray.
Sam Gray at Port Adelaide, 46, which was a hard one. It was. I'll give you that, Geordo. That was a hard one.
Right, Geordo. Go home empty-handed.
Well, yes, he does. Really. Could have got 10 grand.
Well, he doesn't take the 10 home.
No, he doesn't. But we'll send him a bottle of the magnificent Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin, which is the official exclusive gin of Live Golf Adelaide 2024. Head to dasherandfisher.com.au. Use the code RUSHHOUR for your 25% discount today. Drink responsibly.
Nice. Happy with that, Jordan.
Thanks very much, boys.
$150 voucher, by the way, for that.
That's thanks very much.
Right, enjoy Box Hill.
A nice little
I will. Gin. Thanks, Jing.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Shut up, fat.
Nice
little G&T. Jim might have one tonight.
I feel for old Sammy Gray just in his chariot in Adelaide.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Oh, Aaron Shattuck copped it yesterday. Now we got...
Never heard of him.
I think Onion's taking the piss a little bit.
Oh, come on, Onion. He's become a bit gun-shy.
He's nervous. He's given away two lots of 10.
When you've got a head that big, I'd be scared of guns too.
Arkelimo is joining us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jeez, I've had a good month.
Yes. Oh. Let us be the judge of that.
Straight after us, Limo hosts Triple M Melbourne's International Comedy Festival Happy Hour live from Comedy Republic on Bourke Street. And he joins us now from there.
Our next guest has his own show at this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival, all about a family camping trip.
There were moments on that trip, I tell you, it was so bad, I was thinking to myself, you know, of the 3,000 people on board the Titanic, there must have been at least one family going, thank God for this.
That's it. Straight after us, he's highlighting some of the other funniest people at the festival with Triple M's Happy Hour.
Come on, get happy.
Please welcome Limo.
Here he is.
Yes.
Oh, hello, team. Can I open up the batting, with an apology to Rabs?
Yes.
I watched the footy with him at Adelaide Oval, Hawthorn Collingwood, on Sunday night, and I went feral in the box.
Did
he? I tell you, I lost it. Rabs, I apologise.
No, he did, and Beersy was serving it right back to him as well.
Oh, no. Well, a couple of Collingwood bogans and a Hawthorn bogan.
You could have and should have won, Limo.
Oh, we should have. They did. We were 39 points down at halftime, if you don't mind. Mm. And I reckon if Connor McDonald had, he did it beautifully, by the way, made some nice space for himself, but just fluffed it in the end. But I was bloody happy with that result, to be honest with you. I thought we were great.
Now, tell me, you're a veteran of the comedy festival. How are you seeing this one?
I'd say it's going very nicely. But JB,
yes,
I appreciate your professionalism there, pushing me into the comedy festival. Mm. But can I, before you go there? Can we do a bit more gather round gear? Can I tell you my favourite story from gather round?
Go on.
Yes, please.
And this to me signifies what it's all about. I was talking to four blokes who'd travelled over from Melbourne. Mm. They're in Adelaide having a great weekend, just getting stuck right into it. They didn't have any tickets to the game up at Mount Barker, right? But they thought, bugger it, let's go. We'll just see if we can get in. So they turn up, just these four half-cut roosters, and they go, can we come in? And they go, have you got tickets? And they go, no. And everyone goes, well, it's sold out. You can't come in. And they're standing out the front going, what are we going to do? Peter Malinauskas, the Premier, was walking past them, and he says, hey, fellas, what's it like in there? And they go, oh, we can't get in. We haven't got bloody tickets. He goes, yeah, right, come in with me. And the Premier walked them into the ground.
Yeah, good.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, good.
Now, he's a star, that bloke.
Could you imagine Dan Andrews walking four blokes into the MCG on grand final day?
In fact, I did say to Pete, because he holds a lunch over there, Limo, every year, and I did say to him, Pete, have you ever thought about just crossing over the border and fixing our joint? just a couple of years to fix our place, which is absolutely cast.
he's done a magnificent job
speaking
there.
Speaking of that same thing, Limo, when we had the games down in, well, still North have the games down in Tassie, but when we started it, Yep. They'd play a game down there, and lots of North Melbourne, the blokes would come down and they'd book a room at the hotel in Salamanca around there.
Yes, exactly.
And then they'd go to the game. Anyway, so I saw these blokes at the airport and they didn't look great on the way home.
Mm.
Yeah. I said, this is about the fourth year we've done it now. I said, how are you going, you three? He goes, they're not great. No. The bloke said, we booked the hotel, same hotel every year. This is our fourth year of doing it. Mm. Have not seen the inside of the room.
Oh, their hotel room.
He said, what do they book? In the end, we don't even put our bags in there. We just leave them at reception. Go straight to the casino, pick them back up and go to the airport.
Go to the airport. I heard one of the all-time, I might be telling a tale out of school here, but I heard one of the all-time great stories. Johnny Knoxville from Jackass, right? Sir. Landed, a limo driver told this story, landed in Sydney, right? Got into the limo. Spent 3 days in the limousine. Did not even go to his hotel.
How good.
How's that party going for you? And then just back to the airport after that.
Well, Rosie Walton would remember. He came in on the cage during the cage days, Johnny Knoxville, and he looked like he hadn't slept for a month.
Well, he's been in the limo.
His eyes were hanging clean out of his head.
Hey, limo, you've got a game for us to play.
Oh, now, here we go. Peter Malinowskis was on the front bar last week, the South Australian Premier, and he said this on the front bar, and no one understood on the front bar who he was referencing.
So everything's on a upward trajectory for all the things that matter to South Australia, and we've got a lot of people to thank for that, none more than Bob Neil.
Oh, Bobby.
Bob Neil.
None more than Bob Neil. Now, JB, have you heard of Bob Neil?
I've never heard of Bob Neil.
Right, so Bob Neil played football for Adelaide University, which is where Peter Malinowskis played, which is where I played.
Right.
Now, Bob Neil is a legend of the club. There's about 1,000 stories connected to him, but I'll quickly tell you this one. It's my favourite. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, Bob, terrible footballer, by the way. Terrible footballer, but a ripping bloke. Bob Neil, ripping bloke. Couldn't get a kick at training, right? Yep. But one of the best blokes you've ever met in your life. He was played in the A-10s, but we thought, how do we turn him into a legend? And someone just went, well, when we send the results into the paper Saturday night, let's just write his name down as the best player in the A1s.
That's it.
And just give him a few goals. So every Sunday, if you opened up the Sunday Mail, the Adelaide equivalent of the Sunday Herald Sun, and went to A1 Amateur League, said Adelaide University best player, Bob Neil, every week, right? And we'd give him between 4 and 6 goals every week, right? And we thought it was hilarious. But those chickens did come home to roost halfway through the year when he was selected in the state squad.
We had to
fake an injury for him and send him back to the A-10s.
He played 236 games for Adelaide University.
Mm-hmm. He did indeed. War number 130.
Oh, I did.
Tonight, Merrick Watts.
Yes.
That's right, the wine expert Merrick Watts. Yes. We're going to get some tips from him. Damien Power on the show, brother of Will.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
The IndyCar driver. Yeah. And Emma Holland joining us as well, one of the stars of Have You Been Paying Attention on Channel 10.
Well, you can hear that on Triple M Melbourne, but you can go watch it live at Comedy Republic. It's free. Burke Street, Melbourne. Go see Limo, Merrick Watts, Damien Power and Emma Holland as well.
Love it, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Dame.
See you, Leams.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So what's happened to me?
Well,
what's
know.
Going on?
What your, has happened to me? Your mind is elsewhere.
No, it's blank, Jim. It's not elsewhere.
Well, right now we're joined by the Round 4 Rising Star nominee and son of a gun, who was himself a son of a gun too. It's Sam Darcy.
Bumps a high one to the pocket.
Mark that.
Even if it's marked, which it is by Darcy.
Oh.
Darcy. Wow. Have a look at Sam Darcy's bits. Yes. Oh, what he's showing us already is how much more talent he's got than his father. I don't think any of us ever doubted that, by the way.
Puts a long high ball inside 50. Darcy, yes. Very strong.
Yeah.
Sam Darcy plays on. Left foot snap. Goal. He's got 3.
Now, Sam, I get asked all the time, are you going to be better than your old man? And my answer is already better. And you'd agree with that.
We'll run with that for sure.
No, you can't say that, Jim.
Already.
226 games, best and fairest winner, great ruckman.
Never taken marks like that.
Well, that's Sam in his 10th game. Guess what? Sam is the first Rising Star nominee whose father was also a Rising Star nominee, Jim.
Oh, that's good effort.
That's good, isn't it?
How are we going with it all? It's good to see you back healthy.
Thanks, Jim. It's definitely good to get some continuity with the body over pre-season and, string a few games together to start the year.
You've had some weird-ass stuff
go
wrong. You had issues with your feet and then you had a bloody punctured lung. You must have gone a while there thinking, when am I going to get a proper run at this?
Yeah, I know. I felt at times I was a bit cursed last year, but I've gotten through it all now, and happy days.
Who'd you play on Saturday? Oh, was that the game? I just couldn't see.
Just couldn't see, no.
Who were you on there, Simi?
A bit of blitz halves in the ruck, Henry and DeKoning. So
three,
floated around a bit.
Three goals. Very, very nice there indeed. I like that. I tell you, the neatest player in the AFL, Riley Sanders. You've seen him, Jim? Mm. Shorts, beautiful, tucked in jumper, yeah. Socks up.
And ran the wrong way.
Yeah, got the old school look as well. He's, yeah, the black boots.
Did you mention to him at like the next break, what the hell are you thinking, mate? It's AFL footy. You can't kick the ball the wrong way.
Yeah, after the game, I was like, mate, that's going to be all over social media. And he had a good laugh about it after.
Hey, you didn't want number 14 at the Doggies, Sammy?
No, I think Westy had it, and I was pretty happy to go with number 10. So, yeah, spoke with that.
All BS aside, and we do talk a lot of it on this show and on this station indeed, it's an amazing thing that you're playing at the same club that your dad and your dear old granddad, who we all love, David, played at the same club. That must be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it is. When you think about it, it's definitely pretty special to be able to, you know, follow in the family name and play for the football club. So, yeah, I'm sure all the family, proud of that.
Does the old man, I hope he doesn't, but has he ever just mentioned to you that you might want to go about it a different way?
In terms of what?
Like, just on field? Does he try and give you any advice as to how to play? Because Bill once famously said to his son, like playing for Geelong in the reserves, you've just got to get better. That was Bill's advice. What does your old man come through with?
He's pretty laid back. He doesn't not over the top at all, doesn't give heaps. But when he's always there though, whenever I reach out and I ask for things, so he's good.
What about Mum?
I think Mum's, from what I've heard, she's tough to watch the footy with. She gets pretty emotional, but she's good.
Well, that's one side.
Yeah.
And the other side's your old man. You took that magnificent mark and kicked a goal and with a slow hand clap. What hell's that about?
He didn't give it much, did he?
I'll
speak to him this week.
Gave it nothing. Now, amazing family. Your sister's incredible rower. What's she up to?
Oh, yes, that's right.
She's actually over in the Gold Coast studying at Bond Uni. So that'll be good for her. I think she's enjoying it over there.
And still in the boat? Or has she realised that that's the hardest sport in the world to do and decided to hang the oar up?
Yeah, I know she had a pretty successful run at St. Catharines, but I think it took a toll on her, so she's given it up for now.
And little Will, of course, Will and my youngest bloke Fred were very tight.
Right.
Back in the Gladiators days. How's his footy going?
Yeah, Will's going well. He's he probably trains as hard as any 16, 17-year-old I've ever seen. He's pretty fanatical with it, but he's loving his footy at the moment.
All right, we're going to take a little break with Sammy because we'll find out a bit more about the Dogs.
And
a big game coming up for them, of course,
the
Friday night.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Manners, which I forget sometimes.
Sam Darcy, Western Bulldogs young star, has stuck around and they've got a huge game on Friday night against Essendon at Marvel Stadium.
Thought you were pretty good, actually.
Very good.
Darcy, the Dogs, unlucky actually late not to steal it, but against a very good opponent. I reckon you would have taken a lot out of that game.
Yeah, no, definitely a lot of learnings to come out of it. Good for us to stick at it and push right into the fourth quarter, but it's some good things to take out of it going forward.
Libba 35, Bont 35, Treloar 37,
yes.
Darce kicks three. Mm. And they were coming. They were nearly going to get there, but the cat's just too strong. Did you see Jezza Cameron out there just going and doing whatever he wants? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was pretty nice, Jezza. He had his way with us out there, so have to get another body on him next time we come up against him.
You've also got an extraordinary record against the Bombers. I think it's like you've won the last 10 games in a row. Was it? Like, it's a ridiculous number. So Friday Night Lights, the brightest of the AFL week. Are you ready for it, Sammy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, hopefully we'll all be ready to go under Marvel on Friday for sure.
Who'll have the edge there, Jim, do you reckon? Well, the poor old Bombers, they've dropped off a bit. They only kicked six goals. They'll come out snarling. It'll be a good game, this one.
Well, what about Libba? Speaking of good games, that's one of the most extraordinary games any of us have seen. 23 clearances, I think it was, and 28 contested possessions, Sammy.
Yeah, he's a bit of a freak, Libba. yeah, we absolutely love him and admire the way he goes about it at the club. So, yeah, hopefully his body can keep sticking up and he can keep doing it for us all year.
Do you understand him when he speaks?
Got to look down. Yeah, he's one of the funniest blokes you'll ever meet. But, yeah, we love him.
And funny as in jokes or just him?
Yeah, him, the whole package.
Hey, I'll tell you what else has been, lots of things have been fantastic, but Buku Kamus.
Yes.
What an extraordinary story this bloke is. It's taken him 6 years on the list to finally arrive at a permanent spot. From South Sudan, moved to Australia when he was six.
Yeah.
A Category B rookie. Sammy, he is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely loved seeing the way he's gone about it this year. Him and Liam Jones have seemed to form a great connection back there. So, yeah, absolutely love what Buku has been doing.
And quite a random unit, from what I understand.
Buku, yeah, he's similar liver, but one of the funniest blokes going around. So, yeah,
got
we
some
love him.
Funny blokes there, Das Crikey. I'll tell you, another one is Cody. We like him, Waitman. The old knackers sticking out, but we love the way he goes about it, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Flea. Yeah, he's
Flea Waitman.
Good work. And the coach, how's he going, Flea? We always a must watch, Luke.
Yeah, no, Bevo's going well. He was pretty positive post game. You know, he can obviously get frustrated after a close loss like that, but you know, we try and take the positives out of it. But Bevo's going well.
Right, and you a gather round fan as we all are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was first time playing out of the Oval, so that was amazing, the atmosphere and just the whole atmosphere in the city with, you know, the gather round. So it was, pretty incredible how up and about the city was.
And your mum and dad, I saw them in the hotel. Were your brothers there as well? Who else was there?
Yeah, both brothers, mum and dad, all came across. I think they were there from Thursday to Monday, so they got the whole experience. Yeah, I think they loved it from all reports.
Got a girlfriend, Sam?
Nah, I don't. Not at the moment, Bill.
Why do you ask, Bill?
Well, good-looking lad, playing AFL footy, plenty of... How many numbers you got on Insta?
Nah, not a heap at the moment, Bill.
All right, then.
He's still doing living a bit with mum and dad?
Yeah, you're still with mum and dad, or you moved out?
Nah, I moved out around May last year with two teammates, so nah, it's been good.
Who have you got in the house?
I've got Luke Cleary and Jed Buslinger, a few guys from
Big Jed.
From
nice.
Big Jed, yeah.
And are you over the bridge or in the main part of Melbourne?
In Williamstown, so nice and close to the club. So,
you haven't got a girl.
No, the door should be spinning.
You need to get yourself back over the mainland here.
Yeah, mainland.
Yeah,
no, you'll be right. Worry about your footy.
Hey, mate, well done.
One week at a time.
Fantastic to see you playing as well as you are, and good luck Friday night against the Bombers.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Bill. Thanks,
on you, Sammy. See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, stop talking.
We've been asking the Rush Hour family to provide their jokes on the Triple M website for you to tell. And if you tell their joke, they win tickets to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on now until April 21. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
And today we have one from Belinda. Interesting one, Jim.
You know, people think I'm joking when they ask me if I think Sam Darcy's going to be a better player than Luke was. Mm. And I say he already is.
No, he's not already.
No, already.
No.
Yes.
How do you already say that? He's played three games or five games.
Already.
Ten. Well, ten then.
Well, I never saw Duke squeezing the air out of it like that.
Oh, yes, you did.
Ever.
Yes, you did.
He's miles in advance,
no,
Fat.
He's not.
All right, well, make sure this is a good joke. And not rude.
Sorry.
Bill's joke coming up next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you brand yourself in the last break information brownless?
Knowledge.
Knowledge brownless.
Knowledge brownless.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Bill's joke coming up very, very soon. All thanks to Tyre Power. Make sure you pop in and get 4 for $3 on selected Kumho passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Buddy, what about that for a show?
Good show.
Jeez, that's a good show.
Exactly.
Better than yesterday.
Who we got tomorrow?
Yesterday wasn't great.
Were we on? I don't think we're on.
Where were we?
You Rabs were
I wasn't on.
Well, I don't remember hearing Rabs.
Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z tomorrow.
With his long questions.
Well, he can't get long questions with us. He's answering questions. Yeah. And
Joe Weston.
Our girl.
Because the Super Netball starts this weekend. Oh,
looking forward to that, Fat. All right. Yeah, a bit of fruit in yesterday's.
Yes.
And which is a Monday. A
bit more drop through.
And, of course, holidays.
Kids.
So kiddies in the car.
Oh.
So straighten things up a touch.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
It's Tyre Power's power-up sale, so you get the power to buy three, get one free on selected Kumho passenger car and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Mmm, Belinda writes in, Jim.
He's going with the name first.
We all have conspiracy theories, okay?
Right.
And Belinda has one, Jim.
Right.
It's those Mr. Men books. You know those little Mr. Men books?
I do, yes.
She reckons it's all about his doodle. Mr. Fast, Mr. Slow, Mr. Mean, Mr. Tickle, Mr. Lean, and Mr. Happy. And her favourite, Belinda's favourite, Mr. Messy. Jim.
Oh, no.
Jim. Jim, this, look, it's Belinda here. What's wrong with our Rush Hour family, Jim?
Why would that be her favourite?
I don't. She just says, and my favourite, Mr. Messy. Messy, 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 messy. But come on, Belinda. What's wrong with our listeners?
I'm not sure.
They're all a bit rude. What's going on?
Oh, no, it's got to be plastic for that.
Oh, I thought you were about to play Gollum.
No,
Gollum.
Messy. Mr. Messy.
Immense Messy.
Oh my God. Oh, enough.
Come on, Belinda.
Listen to feedback jokes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.